我们来读几节的圣经。
Let us read a few verses together.
今天开始，我们会把速度放快，会同时一次解释好几节的圣经。
We will speed up from this point onwards to explain several verses at the same time.
我先读第十，然后呢，请大家一同读第十一、十二、十三、十四。
I'm going to read verse 10. Please read 11, 12, and 13, 14 together.
原来那为万物所书、为万物所本的，有灵许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。第十一节，因那世人成圣，和那些得以成圣的，都是属于基督，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，就说我要依靠他，就说看啊，我以上帝所给我的儿女，而你既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，而你既有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。我们要把上个礼拜所讲的稍微提一下。
And so we want to revise a little bit of what we spoke about last week.
上个礼拜我们提到基督是受苦之人的元帅。
Last week we said that Jesus is the general for all who suffer.
基督也是使人从顺从进到完全的人的元帅。
He is also the general who leads us from obedience into perfection.
这是一个属灵的道路，这是属灵的原则。
This is a spiritual journey and a spiritual principle.
从世界属世的原则是完全不一样。
It is completely different from the principles of the world.
亚当成为第一个代表的人。
Adam was the first representative of mankind.
基督成为人类的第二个代表。
And Jesus was the second Adam.
那亚当代表什么呢？
What did Adam represent?
代表人性的堕落，人性的失败。
He represented the decadence of humanity and its failure.
基督代表什么呢？
What did Jesus represent?
基督代表人的顺从，人的完全。
Jesus represented the obedience and perfection of humanity.
亚当失败的总路线有什么原则呢？
What is the principle behind the failure of Adam?
三个原则。
There were three principles.
第一，
Firstly,
自我。
It's a principle of the self.
第二，
Secondly,
自由。
The abuse of freedom.
第三，自杀。
Thirdly, suicide.
那就一同来说，自我、自由、自杀，这是犯罪的总路线。
This is the journey of sin.
一个人宣布不要神，以自我为中心的时候，他就开始走堕落的道路。
When a person declares that he need not have God and move along his own way, he is moving towards the path of destruction.
一个人以自我为中心的时候，他的目的就是不要被神的真理所约束的自由。
When a person is self-centered, his purpose is so that he can misuse this freedom.
一个没有被正义、真理所约束的自由，是产生自我崩溃、自我爆炸、自我摧残、自杀的道路。
And a freedom that is not restrained by the truth and righteousness is moving towards a pathway of suicide.
当耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
When Jesus came to the world,
他就成为人类的第二个代表。
He became the second representative of the world.
也就是幕后的亚当。
And that is the second Adam.
那么耶稣基督凭着怎样的原则把人类整个的命运把它挽回过来呢？
What kind of principles did Christ use to turn around our destiny?
他是以舍己顺从彰显新的生命。
He used the denial of the self and obedience to manifest the new life.
舍己是自我的反面。
The denial of the self is the opposite of self-centeredness.
顺从是自由的反面。
And obedience is the opposite of misuse of freedom.
生命是死亡的反面。
And life is the opposite of death.
耶稣基督以舍己的榜样来辅导我们，也有舍己被十字架跟随他。
And Jesus gave us the example of the denial of self so that we ought to deny ourselves, take our cross and follow him.
耶稣基督以顺从天父的榜样，叫我们每个人都要信靠他，顺从他。
Jesus also gave us the example of obedience to the Father so that all of us ought to be obedient towards him.
耶稣基督以得胜死亡有新生命的与资格，来使我们一胎中领受新的生命。
Jesus was victorious over death so to us,Just like him, we can receive new life.
所以这样在属灵的道路中间，新的生命又有三个步骤。
Therefore, in the journey of the Spirit, there is three different steps.
第一就是受苦,
firstly, that's suffering.
第二就是顺从,
leading to obedience.
第三就是完全,
and thirdly, perfection.
我们有哪一个人可以真正到达完全的地步?
Which one among us can truly be perfect?
我们是不是靠自己的努力增加修身养性改造我们自己道德的生活以至于我们可以到达完全的地步?
Do we reach perfection through our self-learning, our self-suffering, and our self-motivation?
不是的,
no.
圣经告诉我们基督是借着苦难修习顺从直到完全。The
Bible tells us that Jesus learned obedience through suffering and through obedience entered into perfection.
基督的受的苦可以分成两种。
There are two different sufferings that Christ had.
第一个苦难就是在生活中间各样的苦难。
The first type of suffering are sufferings that we experience in life.
这是多数的苦难。
These are in plural terms.
所以它是 son of griefs, the son of man of sorrows, 都是多数的。
So the Bible describes him as a man of sorrows in plural terms.
但是在这个希伯来书第二章提到的苦是一个单数的苦，受了死的苦。
But the one referred by the author of Hebrew is a singular suffering.
所以这个是为了死，为我们死这种痛苦，他也承担了。And
this suffering is the suffering of death.
所以基督是借着死成为生命的元帅。
Through death, Jesus becomes the general and the creator of life.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我们上个礼拜就讲到这个地方,
and last week we ended here.
这个礼拜我们就继续讲到，尽可能讲完第十四节。
And today we will try to finish until verse 14.
在这里第四节告诉我们，那死人成圣，以及那得以成圣的，都是出于一。
In verse 10, the Bible tells us, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists.
这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
是第四节。
In verse 11.
第四节，你刚才念第四节。
Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family.
Both the one who makes man holy and one made holy. 这代指什么呢?
What does this mean?
死人成圣的是谁?
Who is the person who made man holy?
死人成圣的就是上帝。
The person who makes man holy is God.
得以成圣的是谁?
But who will receive holiness?
就是上帝所救赎的人。
And those are the people that God will save.
那么上帝借着什么使人成为圣徒呢?
With what did God make saints out of men?
这个耶稣基督救赎的工作。
The Lord used Jesus' salvation plan.
所以这样除了基督以外, 没有一个人可以使另外一个人成为圣洁。
Apart from Jesus, no other person can make another person holy.
基督是唯一把人从罪的地步进到圣徒的地步，那个真正的改变者。
Jesus is the only one who can truly change a person from a sinner into a holy man.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为耶稣基督用圣灵来洗那些信他的人。
Because Jesus Christ baptized all who believe in him through the Holy Spirit.
基督借着圣灵使我们成为圣洁。
With the Holy Spirit, the Lord sanctified us.
耶稣基督就是使人成圣的那一位。
And Jesus is the person who makes men holy.
使约翰讲这样的话语。
This is what John the Baptist said.
我是用水给你们施洗。
I baptize you with water.
但他在我以后来的。
But the person who will come after me,
他要用圣灵给你们施洗,
will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
这样的使徒约翰自己知道他是施洗者, 他也介绍耶稣基督也是施洗者。
John the Baptist knew that he was the person who will baptize others, so is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是施洗者,
and Jesus Christ is the baptizer.
但是为什么圣经没有告诉我们耶稣曾经为人施洗呢?
But the Bible doesn't talk about Jesus baptizing men.
耶稣从来没有用水给人施洗。
And Jesus never baptized people with water.
那么耶稣是施洗者吗?
So was he the person who was baptized?
是的,
yes.
耶稣是施洗者。
He was the Baptist.
他借着施洗使人成圣。
And through his baptism, he sanctified men.
这样这些圣徒才成为他的圣身体。
All these people will become part of his holy body.
也就是圣而公的教会。
And this is what we call the Holy Catholic Church.
耶稣借着什么来施洗呢?
With what would Jesus use for baptism?
用圣灵又用火给人施洗。
He used the Holy Spirit and fire to baptize us.
基督是施洗者, 施洗约翰也是施洗者, 这两位都是给人施洗的。
Both Jesus and John the Baptist were baptists.
而施洗约翰是先锋, 施洗约翰是个预表。
John the Baptist was a pioneer, a foreshadow.
耶稣基督是实体, 耶稣基督是本体。
But Jesus, he was the essence and the embodiment himself.
这样在这个以赛亚书告诉我们，在旷野有人的声音呼喊着，有修直他的路，有预备他的道。
That is why the book of Isaiah tells us that in the wilderness there will be a voice arising asking us to make straight the pathway. John the Baptist himself is not the Messiah. He was not the Christ. He was just a friend of the groom. He was a partner of the groom. He was a pioneer moving ahead of the groom. The baptism of water by John the Baptist cannot make holy men. That is why John the Baptist said, that which will come after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. To cleanse you of your sins so that you will be made holy. This is what this verse means. Who is the person who will make man holy? This is only God. With what would God use to make us holy? Jesus Christ makes us holy. What did Jesus use to make us holy? Jesus used the Holy Spirit to sanctify us. And we want to ask what the Holy Spirit used to sanctify us. The Holy Spirit used the Word to sanctify us. And what is it that is within the Word that will sanctify us? And it's the teaching of the blood of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus that will sanctify us. And so we see the entire summary of the Bible here. God does not want us to become children of rebellion within our sins. He doesn't want us to be children of disgust in His eyes. In other words, He do not want us to move along the pathway of destruction to become children of destruction. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to change our status. To deliver us from being sinners into saints. And God is the person who has sanctified us. And God used that to Jesus to sanctify us. And Jesus baptized us with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to sanctify us. And the Word is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That Jesus used His blood to cleanse us. Jesus Christ makes men holy. But who is it that were made holy? They are the sinners who become saints. People like you and I. We are people who are made holy. Thanks be to God. When the Holy Spirit baptizes us, it is Jesus who used the power of the Holy Spirit to move among us so that our sin can be cleansed. We can stand before God as a saint. How can we be cleansed? We are cleansed because we believe in Jesus Christ. We accept the moving of the Holy Spirit and are cleansed. We listen to His Word and are cleansed. We are cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus.
耶稣基督说：“我把我的道传给你们，你们因为我所传的道，你们已经洁净了。”
And Jesus Christ said, I preach the Word to you, and because of the Word I preach, you have already been cleansed.
照样，保罗在以弗所书5章告诉我们。
Again, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5.
耶稣基督用水借着道除去我们各样瑕疵皱纹的那个病，使我们成为圣洁。
Jesus Christ sanctified us through water and the Word.
不但如此，我们看见彼得也讲同样的话。
The Apostle Peter said similar things.
你们因为所听的真理，因为你们已经成为洁净了。
Because of the word that you have listened to, you are already cleansed.
你借着神的道，使我们得着洁净。
The Word of God cleanses us.
这是全本圣经。 贯彻始终的总原则.
This is the consistent general principle in the entire Bible.
我将你的话藏在我心里.
I take your heart and hide it within my heart.
免得我的罪孽。
So that I will not sin against you.
少年人用什么接近他们的行为？
With what would the young man cleanse his pathway?
只有专心你的道。
Only in the obedience of the word of God.
基督在父面前祷告说。
When Jesus is praying before the Father.
求你用真理使他们成圣。
I pray that you sanctify them with the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以当教会尊重神的道的时候。教会就成为圣洁的上帝的家。
When the church places emphasis on the word of God, it will become a holy family, a house of God.
一个基督徒实实在在遵行神的道的时候，这个基督徒的生活就成为圣洁的生活。
When a Christian is obedient to the word of God, his life will be a holy life.
上帝的道是至圣的真道。
The word of God is the absolute truth.
一个人把神的道存在他心里面。
When a person places the word of God within his heart,
他就有一个内心里面的圣洁的景观。
There will be a holy reference within his heart.
神的道在他里面就雕塑他有个圣洁的性情。
The word of God will sculpt his life so that he will have holy character.
这个道就要影响他过一个圣洁的生活。
The word will influence him to lead a holy life.
那使人成圣的。
So that which made man holy
耶稣基督
is Jesus Christ.
这已成圣的
But they who are made holy
这是跟随主的圣徒
are people who follow Jesus Christ.
这样基督跟他的圣徒这就是整个教会的属灵了
And this is the entire summary of the church, Jesus and his followers.
世人成圣以及那再成圣的都是出于一什么意思呢
The one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. What does this mean?
这就是标准的神The city 就是建立耶稣基督圣洁的教会。
This means that the will of God is to establish the holy church of Jesus Christ.
神旨意的焦点就是要借着一些的人得救，成为耶稣基督的身体。
The focus of the will of God is to use the selected people to become the body of Christ.
用基督基督受苦成为我们的演算。
Jesus became our leader through his suffering.
基督基督死而复活成为教会的元首。
Throughout by his resurrection, he becomes the head of the church.
他使我们成圣，然后我们这一成圣就在圣洁中间与耶稣基督归为一体了。
We are made holy by Jesus Christ, and therefore we become the same family with Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督就称这些圣洁的人叫做弟兄。
And so Jesus called these people his brothers.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在自古以来，谁可以称上帝是哥哥？
From ancient days, who can call God his brother?
称兄道弟，这是很亲密的关系。
This is a very, very close relationship to call another person a brother.
旧约的圣经给我们看见，上帝称亚伯拉罕为朋友。
In the Old Testament, the Lord referred to Abraham as his friend.
这是个很亲密、很亲密的关系。
This is a very close relationship.
耶和华以亚伯拉罕为朋友，耶稣基督以我们为弟兄。
The Jehovah God is friend to Abraham, and Jesus Christ is a brother to us.
这样，耶稣基督就把那最亲密的血缘的关系、地位赐给我们了。
So we see that Jesus gave us this status of flesh and blood.
那么耶稣基督是上帝的长子。
Jesus Christ is the firstborn of God.
我们既然是他的弟兄，我们就成为上帝的众儿女。
Since we are his brothers, we become the children of God.
这个众儿女的权柄是谁赐的呢？
From who gave these children the authority?
是神所赐给我们。
This authority is given by God.
神在基督里面赐给我们。
And God gave us through Jesus Christ.
一个人接待耶稣基督。就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们的权柄，做上帝的儿女。
When a person receives Christ, that is a person believe in His name, He gave them authority to become children of God.
基督就成为这众兄弟中间成为长兄的这一位。
Jesus is the elder brother among all the children of God.
我们就成耶稣基督的兄弟们。
And we become His siblings.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这些的道理在全本圣经里面是一步一步慢慢启示，慢慢讲明，慢慢具体的出现的。
These teachings are revealed to us slowly through the books of the Bible.
旧约里面隐藏的这些的话语。
They are hidden within the Old Testament.
什么话吗？
What kind of words?
耶稣基督到世界上来，要称罪人为弟兄的这些话语。
And that is Jesus came to the world so that sinners will become his brothers.
给那世人成圣的。
The person who made man holy.
那已成圣的。
And those who are made holy.
都是属于一。
Are of the same family.
这是神的计划。
And this is the plan of God.
神的心意。
The will of God.
建立一个圣洁的团体。
To establish a holy community.
这个圣洁 这个团体就是圣教会。
This holy community is the holy church.
教会里面都是弟兄姊妹。
All who are within the church are brothers and sisters.
这些弟兄们有一个长兄。
There is an elder brother among them.
这个长兄就是耶稣基督。
And this elder brother is Jesus Christ.
教会的元首。
He is the leader of the church.
他是我们受苦的元帅。
He is the leader of our suffering.
他是我们得胜的元帅。
He is the first, the victor over our victory.
我们的元首。
He is our general.
我们被称为他的弟兄，他不感到羞耻。
And he is not ashamed to call us brothers.
这里你看见了这个羞耻这个字就表现出来了。
There is the word ashamed seen in verse 11.
在圣经里面，第一次感到羞耻是罪的缘故。
The first time we feel ashamed is because of sin in the Bible.
亚当夏娃看见自己赤身露体。
When Adam and Eve saw that they were naked,
他们就遮盖他们的羞耻。
And they covered their shame.
他们用无花果树遮他们的身体。
They used the fig leaf to cover their shame.
荣耀离开了他们。
Because glory has left them.
羞耻在他们的身上。
But shame has come upon them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
羞耻这个字。
So the word shame.
就变成一个文化的一个根基了。
Becomes the foundation of culture.
神所造的最美的就是人的身体，这是最伟大的艺术品，最伟大的美的一个成就。
The most beautiful thing that God has created is the body of man, the climax of all creation.
人一定要把这个这么美、这么伟大的艺术品用衣服遮盖起来。为什么？因为我们不愿意羞耻。
But we are covering this work of art, this most beautiful work of art, with our clothing. Why? Because we do not want to be ashamed.
在新约里面还提到羞耻的事情。
In the New Testament, there is also references to shame.
有关系的福音的问题。
It's referring to the gospel.
保罗说：“我不以福音为羞耻。”
The apostle Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
这福音本是上帝的荣耀。
This gospel is the power and glory of God.
为什么罪跟羞耻连在一起？福音也跟羞耻这个字连在一起。
Why is there a relationship between sin and shame and also gospel and shame?
因为当一个人没有得救以前，
because before we are saved,
他对荣耀跟羞耻的观念是完全倒反过来。
We have an opposite idea of glory and shame.
当一个人灵性没有成。
When we are not spiritually mature, again we have this relationship upside down. If you get a person to bear testimony, the person says, "Oh, I'm ashamed." If you ask him to sing the praise of God, he says, "I'm ashamedful." If you ask him to preach the gospel, he says, "I cannot do that."
Why is prayer become ashamed?
Why are we ashamed to pray? Why are we ashamed to preach the gospel? Why are we ashamed to sing and praises to the Lord? But when we gamble, we are not ashamed. When we sin and we drink, we are not ashamed. When we commit adultery, we are not ashamed. Because we glorify that which should be shameful, and we make shameful that which should be glorified.
这是世界的人，整个人类，整个价值观念完全倒转过来的一个现象。
In the world, we see the upside down value system of the world.
一个人娶两个老婆，应该很害羞的。
When a person has two wives, he ought to be ashamed.
但他说，你看多么厉害，两家我都养得起。
But he will tell you that I'm so capable I can take care of two families.
一个人欺骗人，应当很害羞的。
When a person is con another person, he should be ashamed.
一个罪人说，我骗到连老师都没有办法，你看我多么厉害。
But a sinner will tell you that I'm so good, I even fool my teachers.
应当羞耻的不当到羞耻。
That we should be ashamed, we are not ashamed.
应当荣耀的不当不把当到荣耀。
That we should be glorious, we do not glorify.
我们把荣耀当作羞耻，把羞耻当作荣耀。
We treat that we should be glorious as shameful, and that we should be shameful as glorified. This is the upside down sequence of value. Before you are saved, you are like that.
那么当一个人得救了以后呢？
After we have been saved,
他常常受外面的人对基督教的回应来影响他自己应当怎么样行动。
We are often influenced by what other people say about Christianity.
这表示他心灵里面的动作不是自由的。
It means that in his heart he's not moving freely.
人把基督的福音当作羞耻的，我们因为怕给人家笑，我们也把福音当作羞耻吧。
Because we are afraid that others will laugh at us, we are ashamed of the gospel.
所以呢，有许多人不敢传福音。
So many of us dare not preach the gospel.
因为他把福音当作是羞耻的。
Because we treat the gospel as something shameful.
但是保罗不是这样。
But the apostle Paul was not like this.
保罗说：“我不以福音为耻。”
The apostle Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
这福音本是上帝的大能，要拯救一切。 切相信的人。
Because this power, this gospel is the power of God to save all who will believe.
创世纪人犯罪以后
，After man has sinned in Genesis，
羞耻这件事情就出现了。
The sense of shame appeared.
当人这个对基督的福音不了解的时候
，When we do not understand the gospel of Jesus，
把罪当作羞耻的事情又出现了。
When we were treated as shameful，
但是今天我们看见第三次圣经提到关于祝羞耻最重要的一次。
But this is the third most important time the word ashamed appears in
the Bible.
And that is, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
亲爱的朋友,
dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们有没有一些家人, 一些亲戚, 是我们不愿意给人家知道他是我们亲戚的那种?
Do we have friends or relatives that we do not want people to know they are our friends and relatives?
我想你可能有这样的人,
I think perhaps there are people like that.
道德太败坏了,
because morally they are too bankrupt. Maybe they have bad reputation.
因为他们人格不像样,
maybe they have bad characters.
所以如果人知道他跟你有关系的时候，对你有很大的妨碍。
So maybe it's an obstacle if people were to know that they are your relatives or friends.
我们宁愿别人不知道我与那个人有亲戚的关系。
So we often want to hide the fact that we have relationship with people like that.
但是如果你的亲戚有高位，你的亲戚有非常荣耀的身份，你的亲戚在社会里面是德高望重、人人所尊敬的人。
But if your relatives are person of high status in this society,
你绝对不会把他当作羞耻。
Surely you will not be ashamed of them.
所以每次提到他的名字，你就说我的什么人。
So every time people mention the name, you immediately say, oh, he's related to me.
那么免得别人不但不知道他是你是什么人，也不知道你是什么人的什么人。
And so that people will know that you are related to someone of high status.
我们就把那些有身份的人抬出来。
We often put out names like that.
我们不以他为耻。
We are not ashamed of them.
当然这个是对的。
Of course, this is natural.
因为他比我们更高。
Because they are higher than us.
比我们更尊贵。
They are more honorable.
比我们更有地位。
They have more status.
比我们更有名望。
They are more reputable.
提出这些人与你的关系，对你是不羞耻的。
So you are not ashamed to link yourself with them.
但是问题是，那个人给你提的时候，人家知道他和你有关系，他羞耻不羞耻？
The question is whether he's ashamed of his relationship with you.
所以你不能单单讲我自己，那他怎么样？
So it is not enough to talk about your relationship with that person.
这里不是提到基督徒看基督是不是羞耻，这里提到基督看基督徒是不是羞耻。
Here the Bible is not talking about whether we are ashamed of Jesus Christ, but whether Jesus was ashamed of us.
如果你说我的哥哥是李光耀，
if you say my brother is Lee Kuan Yew,
你一边讲一边光一边耀，
and you're glorious when you say that.
如果你说我的哥哥是苏哈托，
but you say my brother is 苏哈托，
你一边讲一边不知道脸要藏在什么地方。
As you say that, you don't know where to hide your face.
那么你把那个高位的人抬出来，
when you mention names,
因为对你有好处。
You often do that because it's beneficial.
耶稣称你称我对弟兄，对他到底有什么好处？
But when Jesus mentioned that you and I are his brothers, what good does it make for him?
这个相对关系，你就更看清楚这个圣经伟大的地方。
When you look at it in this relationship, you will see how great this verse is.
耶稣称他们为弟兄，并不以为耻。
Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
这句话很宝贵。
This is a precious verse.
这句话很感动我。
This is a verse that moved me greatly.
你竟然不以为羞耻，有我这样一个弟弟不像样的。
I say that Lord, you are so great that you are not ashamed of a person like me.
你把我当成你的兄弟做什么？
Why would you want to treat me as your brother?
我们这里世界上有什么资格做耶稣的弟弟？
What kind of value do we have to become siblings of Christ?
我们做普通人的弟弟，他都不一定要我们。
If we want to be sibling with all other normal person, they may not want it.
你还敢说耶稣做我的大哥？
How dare we proclaim Jesus as our eldest brother?
我们耶稣的弟弟。
And we are siblings of Christ.
你将来有耶稣承认不承认？
You want to ask yourself whether Christ will recognize that?
如果承认。
If the answer is yes.
我知道承认。
How do I know?
因为这一节圣经告诉我们的。
Because this is what the Bible says.
耶稣称他们为兄弟，并不以为耻。
Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
为什么耶稣称我们这些样的人为兄弟不以为耻呢？
But why would Jesus not be ashamed to call us brothers?
两个原因。
Why?
第一个原因。
Firstly,
他太爱我们了。
He loves us so much.
他就是要我们与他有关系。
He wants us to have a relationship with him.
这个爱就使他不为我们地位的卑劣。
And because of his love, he is not ashamed of our low status.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你看过一个很英俊的人取一个很难看的名字。
Have you seen a very handsome man marrying a not so beautiful woman?
你说这个是不是眼睛有什么东西弄脏了？
Perhaps you think there's something wrong with his eyes.
对，看来看去，选来选去，选出一个这样的人做他的太太。
And maybe he made a mistake and selected the wrong person.
我常常看到这样的情况。
But I've often seen situations like that.
有很美丽的女子。
Some very beautiful women.
嫁给一个不大好看的男人。
Marry a man who is not so good looking.
有个很英俊的男人。
Or some very handsome man.
一个不大好看的女子。
Would marry a not so beautiful woman.
那个是他的自由，不管。
And this is their freedom, of course.
你看他爱他的程度啊。
But there is great love.
他在一起那个照顾。
They take care of each other when they're together.
你觉得很不相称。
And you find that this is not very matching.
我有时候想，我如果把一个孩子养得好，养得大大，养得很英俊，养得很健康，娶一个丑八怪，我才替他很难感谢主。
I often think that it's difficult for me to thank the Lord if my son, who is very handsome, would marry somebody who is not very good.
但是我想过来，主就是这样啊。
But I think about it, the Lord is like that.
主就爱上我们这些。
The Lord loves us.
我们到底好看在哪里？
What beauty do we
have? 我们满身都是罪。
We are full of sin.
从头顶到脚底都抵挡上帝。
From beginning.Of our head to our toes, we oppose God. We are children of rebellion. We are children of destruction. We are children of disgust. But God loves us. He is not ashamed of us. He called us his brother. Second, why was Jesus not ashamed to call us
his brother? Because he has把新的生命赐给我们，使我们成为圣洁，所以他称我们的为弟兄，为一位救主。
Because he has already paid the sin, the price of sin, he has given his life for us and suffered for us, so he's not ashamed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这一节的圣经跟前面的几节圣经不可以分开来讲。
And this Bible verse cannot be separated from the previous verses.
因为受了死的苦。
Because he suffered death.
借着上帝的恩。
Through the grace of God.
或者因为上帝要拯救我们的恩典的缘故。为人人尝了滋味。
Or because of the grace of God for saving us, he suffered death.
他就因为受苦顺从，以至于达到完全的地步。
And because he suffered death and his obedience, he entered into perfection.
然后他就成为我们的长兄。
And then he became our elder brother.
他使我们成为圣。
He sanctified us.
我们借着他。得以成圣
and because of him we were made holy.
这世人成圣，从得以成圣的都是出于义的。
Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family.
这就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
神什么旨意呢？
What kind of will did God?
借着基督的死，使我们可以得到生命。
Through the death of Jesus Christ, he gave us new life.
神借着基督的贫穷，使我们得到富足。
Through the poverty of Jesus, he gave us abundance.
神借着基督的受捆绑，使我们得到自由。
Through the bondage of Jesus, he gave us freedom.
神借着基督所受的鞭伤，使我们得医治。
Through his wounds and bruises, he gave us healing.
神借着耶稣基督所受的刑罚，使我们得到和平。
Through the punishment that Christ received, he gave us peace.
使耶稣基督所接受的愤怒同公义的审判，我们得到神慈爱的救恩。
Through the judgment of righteousness and wrath of God, we receive the grace of salvation.
耶稣基督担当了罪的咒诅，我们得到赦罪的喜乐。
And because he took upon himself the curse of sin, we have the joy of salvation and forgiveness.
借着这个爱。耶稣就愿意称我们为弟兄。
Because of his love, he's willing to call us brothers and sisters.
这个爱使他牺牲，受了十字的痛苦。
His love enabled him to give of himself.
因为耶稣基督借着我们已经领受了圣洁的地位，因为有圣洁的本质，如同他是圣洁的，所以他称我们为弟兄。
And secondly, we receive a holy life because of him, so he's willing to call us brothers and sisters.
称我们为弟兄，不以为羞耻。
And he's not ashamed to call us brothers.
这是何等伟大的话语！
This is a great verse.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果我们让我们的主不感到羞耻，
if we do not want our Lord to be ashamed of us,
我们就常常纪念他舍己的爱。
We must remember his sacrificial love.
如果我们让我们的主不常常以为羞耻，
if we do not want our Lord to be ashamed of us,
我们就继续不断过圣洁的生活，如同他的圣洁的生活中间一样。
We must continue to lead a holy life as he is holy.
这是圣经很伟大，也是很重要的一个挑战。
This is a great challenge from the Bible.
上帝说，你们的一切所行事上都要圣洁。
The Bible says that you are to be holy in everything you do in life.
在你们一切所行的事上都要圣洁。
In everything you do in life, you must be holy.
为什么呢？
Why?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
因为我耶和华呼召你们的 乃是圣洁的上帝。
Because I, Jehovah, who calls you out from the people, is holy.
因为神本身是圣洁。
Because God Himself is holy.
他的圣洁的呼召就成为临到我们的圣召。
He calls us in His holiness, and this is holy calling from Him.
让我们领受圣召，就是要在他的圣洁上有份。
And we receive this holy calling to have a part in His holiness.
神是圣洁。
God is holy.
圣洁的基督使我们成圣。
And through Jesus Christ, He sanctifies us.
圣洁的基督的死宝血洁净我们，成为圣洁。
Through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He sanctifies us.
让那死人成圣的。
And the person who makes man holy.
以及那义成圣的。
And that which has been made holy.
都是属于。
Are of the same family.
就在圣洁里面，我们成为兄弟。
In holiness, we become brothers and sisters.
在圣洁里面，成为上帝家里面一家的人。
In holiness, we become a part of God's family.
所以，上帝的教会叫做圣而。
And that is why the Church of God is called the Holy Catholic or Universal Church.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
The only holy and the only universal church.
这是唯一的圣而公之教会。
也是圣洁的。
It is holy.
这是从本质来看的。
It is from the angle of essence.
大公的。
And it is universal.
表示范围来看。
It is from regional.
所以我们广到一个地步。
And we are so huge and wide.
无论各方各国各民的人。蒙救赎的人成为圣徒的，都是教会的分子。
All people from any generation, any nation, any people, when they receive salvation, becomes part of God's kingdom.
从本质来看
，apart from the essence of it,
我们在神圣洁的旨意里面、圣洁的救赎里面、圣洁的真理里面、圣洁的光照和引导里面，我们过圣徒的生活，所以被称为耶稣的弟兄。
We become children of God and lead holy life because of the holy calling of God, the holy salvation of God, and the holy sanctification of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这些圣经告诉我们。
And this Bible says.
称他们为弟兄，并不以为耻。
He is not ashamed to call them brothers.
我们的主这样爱我们。
Our Lord loves us so much.
他把我们当作他自己的兄弟一样的。
He treats us as if we are his siblings.
使圣洁的成分放在我们里面。
And he gives us holiness within ourselves.
我们成为圣徒。
We become saints.
我们的圣洁中间与他有同样的本质。
We have the same holy essence as he.
我们成为圣洁，可以享受那永远的应许。
We are able to enjoy the eternal promise because of that.
我们成为基督的弟兄。
We become the brothers and sisters of Christ.
基督是神的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
这样我们不是凭着血气生的。
We are not born of the flesh.
不是凭着人意生的。
We are not born because of the will of man.
借着上帝生的。
But we are born of God.
像神所生的儿女。
And the children that God has given.
神把生命赐给他们。
God has given us the life.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
上帝生的儿女，把这个儿女带到耶稣基督的面前。
And the children of God brings other children before Jesus Christ.
基督因为他们信他的名，给他们权柄，他们就做上帝的儿女。
And because they believe in the name of Jesus, Jesus gave them authority to become children of God again.
神把这些人赐给基督。
God gave all these people to Christ.
基督把永生赐给这些人。
And Christ gave them eternal life.
这就是圣经整个贯彻始终神所做的工作。
This is the consistent work of God throughout the Bible.
我要把地基赐给你做产业。
I want to give the earth to you as your inheritance.
这个圣者说，我的主传圣，我要传圣子说，父曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And the father said to the son, You are my son, today I've begotten you.
你求我,
you ask of me,
我就把万国都赐给你,
I will give you all nations,
把万民赐给你做产业,
I will give you all people as your inheritance.
这告诉圣父把教会这些圣徒赐给耶稣基督做产业。
It means God the Father gives the church and all the saints to Jesus Christ as his inheritance.
圣父把圣徒给圣子的时候，圣子就把永生赐给这些圣徒。
When God the Father gives God the Son all the people, God the Son gives them eternal life.
当耶稣快要结束他在地上一切的工作的时候，
before Jesus ended his work on earth,
约翰福音第十七章他就对父祷告。
Gospel of John chapter 17, he prayed to God the Father.
他说父啊，
he says, Father,
你所赐给我的人，
the people that you have given to me,
我已经把永生赐给他们，
I have already given them eternal life,
使他们永不灭亡，
so that they will not be destroyed.
父把万国赐给耶稣做产业，耶稣基督把永生赐给万民，成为他的弟兄。
And God the Father gave all people to Jesus Christ, and Jesus gave them eternal life so that they can become His brothers.
这不是新约的发明。
This is not an invention of the New Testament.
这不是师徒一种新的教训。
This is not a new teaching from the apostles.
已经隐藏在旧约里面神的计划。
This plan of God has been hidden in the Old Testament.
圣父对圣子说。
God the Father says to God the Son,
你求我,
you, when you ask of me,
我就把万国赐给你,
I will give you the entire world.
我把地基赐给你,
I give you the foundations of the earth. 而
为你自己的产业,
to become your inheritance.
在这应许跟永恒中间已经定下来,
and this promise has been set in eternity.
基督不需要再接受魔鬼试探他的时候要把万国给他的那一个诺言。
That is why Jesus will not receive the promise of Satan when he tempted him to give him the whole entire world.
你拜我吧。
Satan said, worship me.
我就把万国跟万国的荣耀都赐给你。
I will give you the world and all its glories.
耶稣的撒旦在我后边去。
And Jesus said, depart from me, Satan.
万国万族原就是我的。
Because all these are originally mine.
父神已经赐给我的。
The God the Father has already given to me. But remember this principle. When God gives you something, He first promises that status. But He will give you strength to struggle and to achieve it, then you can enjoy it. God said to Abraham, I want to give you the promised land of Canaan. But when Abraham reached that place, does that mean that he can just receive it? No. He was so poor that when his wife died, he had to purchase the land from the Hittites to bury it.
神不是已经赐给他了吗?
Did God not give him the land?
已经赐给他，为什么还要付钱
呢? Why did he need to buy a land?
地位而论已经赐给你了。
Because according to the status, yes, it has already been done.
实际而论，你要等候时间，你要奋斗得到完全的地位。
But in practical terms, you have to wait and you have to fight and struggle for it.
照样，当上帝把这个地赐给以色列人的时候，
in the same manner, when God gave the land to the Israelites,
他不是说我连朝都已经挂清楚了，你就进去盖别墅了。
And God did not say that I already cleaned up the whole place to build a house. It's not like that. It was not like that. You have to go. You have to fight. To get rid of the Gentiles. Then you can inherit the world. This is the principle of God. So when God gave all nations to Christ, when He gave Him the foundation of the earth, Jesus did not just sit there and receive it, or just receive it without any effort. He had to suffer. He had to die. He had to bleed. To sacrifice.
把人从魔鬼手中抢救过来。
And to grab hold of men from the grasp of Satan.
这是神的原则。
This is the principle of God.
所以呢，有这个启示录第五章第八、第九节告诉我们。
The book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 8 and 9 tells us.
大在圣羔羊。
The great holy lamb.
你是配受一些尊贵、荣耀、丰富、智慧、权柄、能力的主。
You are a Lord that's worthy of all honor.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你曾被杀。
Because you were slain.
用自己的血把各邦、各族、各国、各民的人买回来，使他们归向上帝。
By your own blood, you purchase the people of all nations so that they will be back.
你看到了没有呢?
Have you seen this then?
父把万国给耶稣基督。
God the Father gave all nations to Jesus.
父把经济给耶稣做产业。
And God gave Jesus the foundation of the earth.
他们只就大摇大摆来承受主所应许给他的吗？
Does that mean that the Son just received it effortlessly?
不是的。
No.
还有流血。
He had to bleed.
用他的血把各方各族各国各民的人买来，使他们归向上帝。
Using his blood, he has to purchase all people of all nations so that they will come back to God.
耶稣基督把永生赐给这些父所赐给他的人。
And Jesus gave eternal life to these people whom God has given to him.
我们大家看约翰福音第十七章。
Let us look at Gospel of John chapter 17.
约翰福音第十七章。
John 17.
好的，我们从来读几节的圣经。
Let us read a few verses together.
我们读第一节。第二节、第三节、第四节、第五节轮流来读，我读第一节，你们第二节一直读下去。
Verse 1 to 5.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。”第三节一同读。认识你对的上帝， 并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。第六节，你从世上赐给我的人，我已经将你的名献给他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们就遵守了你的道。第二节，大家在念的是一二三，正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。你清楚了？我刚才说讲的就是要把这些圣经的意义把它表达出来。
What I was trying to say is verses like this in verse 2.
God the Father give all the nations to Jesus Christ.
父上帝把所有的人都交给耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ give the eternal life to those who have been given by Father to him.
耶稣基督用永生赐给上帝所赐给他的人。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是用宝血买赎回来的。
These are people who are purchased by precious blood of Christ.
圣洁。
They are holy.
他们已经被洁净了。
They have been cleansed.
这些宝血买赎回来的人。
These people who have been purchased by the blood.
就是得以成圣的那些。
They are people who become holy.
基督用宝血洗净他们。
And Christ cleansed them with his precious blood.
基督就是世人成圣。
He is the person who made men holy.
希伯来书第二章这里所讲的话，第十一节。
And in verse 11, that's what the Bible says.
世人成圣。
The one who makes men holy.
再成圣。
And those who are made holy.
都是出于。
Are of the same family.
他称他们为弟兄。
So Jesus is not ashamed.
并不感到羞耻。
To call them brothers.
为什么？
Why?
因为他爱他们。
Because he loves.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们已经圣洁了。
Because they are already holy.
所以他称他们为弟兄。
That is why he called them brothers.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
不但如此。
Not only this.
这些被称为弟兄的人。
These people who are called brothers.
原来是用他的宝血从各国各邦各族各民中间买了来的人。
Were already purchased originally with his precious blood from all people, all nations.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是父早已经应许赐给他的。
Because this has long been promised by God the Father for him.
父把圣徒给圣子，圣子把永生给圣徒。
God the Father gave the saints to God the Son. God the Son gave eternal life to the saints.
那么这个爱到底怎么表达出来的？
How was this love expressed?
我们就从第十四节看到了真正的爱的行动是什么。
In verse 14, we can see the true action of love.
在第十二、十三节，我不必解释太多。
Verse 13, I need not explain too much.
这里只要注意的一点是什么呢？
The only thing we want to
take note of. 我要将你的名传给我的弟兄。
And he said, I will declare your name to my brothers.
我在会中我要称扬你。
In verse 12, in the presence of the congregation,
就是说,
I will sing your praise.
我要依靠他。
And again, I will put my trust in him.
就是说, 看啊, 我以上帝给我的儿女。
And again, he says, here am I and the children God has given me.
这里我的儿女是谁啊?
Who are these children?
谁的儿女啊?
Whose children?
这我是谁啊?
Who is I?
我是谁啊?
Who is I?
哎, 你们看啊, 不要看我的脸啊。这里我的儿女就我是谁啊?
What, who is this I and the children of God?
我是谁啊?
Who is I?
啊? 你不敢随便到。
You know, don't
ask. 你感到有点特别的地方在哪里?
You think there is a special? Behold,
我以上帝赐给我的儿女。
I and the children God has given me.
啊, 这边我的儿女就我是谁啊?
Who is this person?
啊? 你还不到。还不敢打，这里我是谁啊？你问你旁边嘛，然后再打，表示比较有人支持你。
Maybe you need to discuss first.
到底这个我是谁啊
？Who is this person speaking？
耶稣基督。
Of course, it's Jesus Christ.
耶稣看嘛，我以我看嘛，我以我的儿女。那这里是不是表示基督徒是耶稣的儿女呀
？Does this mean that we are the children of Jesus Christ？
是吗？是吗？你们还没有参加查经，好像很聪明，越查越笨，怎么办？
You get more confused the more you study.
你说我不敢随便答，太严肃了。我听了这事都是越听越紧张。
The more you listen to the exposition, the more serious it seems.
大到这个地步的。
The book of Hebrews is so great.
那请你注意，我一定要解释这句话。
I have to explain this.
因为这一段我解释重点要到十四节，不是十三节。
And it will link to verse 14.
但是这里耶稣讲什么话呢？
But what did Jesus say?
看啊。
Here I am.
我以神赐给我的儿女。
And the children God has given me.
啊，英文翻译的很清楚。The children God has given me. 这个意思是 The children of God which have been given by God to me.
就是上帝的儿女，但是上帝把他们交给我。
上帝把他的儿女已经赐给我了。
And God give us, give me His children.
不只是上帝，现在我以我所有的上帝赐给我的儿女，不是这个意思。
And this is not referring to children belonging to Jesus Christ.
有一些的灵恩派的说，我们是耶稣的儿女，我们也说没有这个事情。
Some charismatics proclaim that they are children of Jesus Christ. This is not biblical.
我们不是耶稣的儿女。
We are not children of Christ.
我们是上帝的儿女。
We are children of God.
与基督一同成为儿子。
And we become children of God as like Christ.
基督是长兄。
And he is the eldest brother.
我们是弟弟。
We are siblings.
所以我们是与基督一同归一体，一同蒙应许，一同为后世的。
So we become one with Jesus Christ and receive the promise with Jesus Christ.
圣经从来没有说我们是耶稣的儿女。
The Bible never says that we are children of Jesus Christ.
圣经从来没有说我们是圣灵的儿女。
The Bible also never says that we are children of the Holy Spirit.
当极端灵恩派在他们祷告的中间，有人站起来说：“我来了。”我来了，我来到我的儿女中间，那就是邪灵。
In the extreme charismatic movement, when a person goes into a trance-like environment and declare that I have come among my children, surely
我来到我的儿女中间。
I come among my children.
圣经没有说圣灵有儿女。
The Bible doesn't tell us that the Holy Spirit has children.
他们就是你看圣灵的感动来了。
They say the moving of the Holy Spirit is here.
他来到他的儿女中间。
He comes among his children.
圣灵不必从神的儿女外面来的。
And the Holy Spirit need not come through the children of God.
圣灵在人的里面，人才是上帝的儿女。
We become children of God because the Holy Spirit is already within us.
圣灵在人的里面。
So when He comes within us.
圣灵在神的儿女的里面。
When He comes within the children of God.
为什么他从说我来到我儿女中间，从外面再来？
He need not come again from the external.
这样岂不是他跑出去走走，现在回家了？
Does that not mean that he go out for a walk and then now he's coming home?
完全不符合全本圣经的教训。
This is not biblical.
所以我曾经参加过那样的聚会。
I have participated in gatherings like that.
有一个人就站起来，是你的四十多岁。
There is a person, a woman about 40 odd years old.
家庭有很多的问题。
She had lots of problems at home.
一天到晚就是在聚会里面表示特别疏离。
And she tried to act spiritual within a worship service.
众人在那边祷告，制造一种特殊的灵恩气氛的时候。
When they had a charismatic atmosphere.
这个人就站起来。
The person stood up.
我来了。
And said, I am here.
我来了。
I'm here.
我来到我的儿女中间。
I am here among my children.
那一天我心里说，我不是你的儿女，我不是你的儿女。
At that time, my heart said, I am not one of your children.
我就祷告上帝啊。
And I prayed to the Lord, God.
你使我成为你的儿女。
You help me to become your children.
求主你现在给我能力。
I ask that you give me the strength and power.
分辨清楚这是什么灵。
To be able to differentiate the spirits.
所以当这个女子这样讲的时候呢。
So when this woman made this declaration.
我就奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
就是那道成肉身。
And that is a Jesus who came to flesh and blood. The only Savior who was resurrected from the
dead.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that Jesus came in the flesh? And the woman ignored me. I asked again. In the name of Jesus. The intermediary between man and God. The only Savior of the world. Who came in flesh among us. Who was resurrected from the dead. I ask you whether you believe that Jesus came in the flesh. She was not able to answer. She questioned me and asked me, what are you talking about? And she was very furious. When I asked again, what did she say? And she said, I am Jesus.
你从哪里来的?
Where did you come from?
我从我的儿子耶稣那里跑出来。
I came from my son Jesus Christ.
我是耶稣从我的儿子耶稣那里跑出来。
How can I be Jesus and come from Jesus also?
那个时候大家以为他是圣灵，以为我是冒犯圣灵。
At that time, everybody thought that I was making a sin because this person has the Holy Spirit.
所以我就靠着主的能力。
By the power of the Lord.
奉耶稣的名吩咐你倒下去。
In the name of the Lord, I ask that she fall down.
这个人马上在一秒钟里面就倒下。
Within a second, she fell.
你说是我叫圣灵倒下去吗？
Did I ask the Holy Spirit to fall?
圣灵是上帝。
The Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵不会给人的话吓下
来。The Holy Spirit is not going to be frightened by the words of men.
我告诉你，这是邪灵。
I tell you, this is the evil spirit.
冒充圣灵。
Who came in disguise?
圣经没有说我们是耶稣的儿女。
Because the Bible never tells us that we are the sons of Jesus Christ.
圣经也没有说我们是圣灵的儿女。
All the children of the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们是上帝的儿女。
The Bible says we are children of God.
谁给我们权柄做上帝的儿女？
Who gives us this authority to call God our Father?
基督把上帝儿女的权柄赐给我。
It was Jesus Christ who gave us this status.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
约翰福音第一章第十二节告诉我。
John chapter 1 verse 12 tells us.
信他的人
For those who believe in him,
接受他的人
and that is those who receive his name,
信他名的人
those who believe
in him, 他就赐他们权柄做上帝的人
He gave them the authority to become children of God.
基督把儿女的身份赐给我们
It was Jesus who gave us the status of the children of
God. 使我们享受与他同样的称呼
So that we can receive the same status as he.
他是独生子，他是长子
He was the only son and the eldest.
我们可以与他一同成为上帝的儿女。
And like him, we become children of God.
就是上帝的儿女，不是耶稣的儿女。
So we are children of God, not of Jesus Christ.
基督就把圣灵放在我们里面。
And Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵是儿子的灵。
And this is the Spirit of the Son.
儿子的灵在我们里面。
The Spirit of the Son is within us.
我们就对上帝呼吧，阿爸。
And so we can call God Abba Father.
我们不是父耶稣基督是阿爸父。
We are not calling Jesus as the Father.
我们不是父叫圣灵是阿爸父。
We do not call the Holy Spirit our Father.
我们因为耶稣基督儿子的灵在我们身上，圣灵是儿子的灵，我们有了儿子的灵，我们像儿子一样的父叫阿爸父对上帝讲。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Son, and because of that, we can call God our Father.
如果这些圣经的原则你不清楚，你肯定被现象所欺骗，以为圣灵来到那种聚会里面。
If you are not certain of this biblical principle, you will be fooled into thinking that the Holy Spirit has come upon us.
那是渺茫的灵。
And this is the spirit of disguise.
你是欺骗的灵。
The spirit of deception.
这个是世人误入歧途的灵。
These are the spirit that lead us into the wrong path.
所以我们要抓住圣经神的道的原则，我们才能胜过所有邪灵的欺骗。
We must hold on to the principle of the Bible so that we can win over all this deception of the spirit.
我相信你们良心的深处有很多人会想，为什么唐牧师一定要对灵恩派这么严格？为什么要常常这样批评？
I think that deep in your heart, maybe you are questioning why Reverend Tong always want to criticize and judge all these charismatic
people. 盼望当你的灵性进步的时候，你可以了解我这样语重心长这样讲是为了什么。
I hope that when you have spiritual maturity, you will understand my difficulties in trying to explain all this to you.
当你圣经更熟的时候
，when you are more clear about the Bible,
你就知道这些危机都没有对付。
Then you will realize that all these are great crises in our church.
那么有教会前面的道路是很可怕。
And the pathway ahead of the church is frightening.
我们把所有超自然的现象都当作就是圣灵的工作。
We will just treat any supernatural event as the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们越进到那个圈套里面，越感到属灵，越感到气氛越多的时候，就是我们越离开于圣经原则的时候。
And the more we fall into this trap, the more we go after the atmosphere, it will be the time where we depart from the word of God.
求主光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us all.
我盼望你不必等到上天堂才明白今天对你讲这些话的意思是什么。
I hope that you will not understand this only when you're in heaven.
你越早明白越好。
It is better if you understand it earlier.
不及物。
So that you will not mislead yourself and others.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
这里甚至是我一生所赐给我的儿女。
Here the Bible says, "Here am I, and the children God has given to me."
在中国的翻译里面很容易使人误会，耶稣基督得到了神给他一些儿女了。
Here the Chinese translation is a little bit difficult to understand, and people may mistake Jesus Christ as having children.
不是上帝给耶稣很多耶稣的儿女。
It is not that God has given him the children of Jesus Christ.
是上帝把上帝的儿女赐给耶稣基督做产业。
But that God has given his own children to Jesus Christ as his
children. 基督就变成兄长。
And Jesus therefore become our eldest brother.
这些神的儿女成为耶稣基督的兄弟。
And the children of God become his siblings.
称他们为弟兄，不以为羞耻。
And he is not ashamed to call them brothers.
所以他说，
so he says,
我的会中要宣扬你的名字。
I want to glorify your name in the congregation.
就说我要依靠他。
And I want to sing your praises.
就说看啊，我与神把他的儿女给我的这一批的人。
And he also said, here am I and the children God has given me.
把这些话都肯定了以后,
After he has affirmed all this,
你就明白我们不是耶稣的儿女,
you realize we are not children of Jesus Christ.
我们耶稣的弟兄,
we are his siblings.
我们不是圣灵的儿女,
we are not children of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是儿子的灵在我们心中,
the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the Son residing in us.
帮助我们称呼上帝为阿爸天父,
to help us call the Father, God the Father.
我们看罗马书第八章第十五节,
Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
罗马书第八章第十五节
Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
我先念一次，以后你们一同开声来念。罗马书第八章第十五节，你们所承受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；你们所受的乃是儿子的灵，儿子的心和的灵。因此我们呼叫阿爸父。大家读第十五，然后接连下去第十六。
8, 15 and 16.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心。人就害怕所受的乃是儿子的心因我们呼叫阿爸父圣灵以我们的心原文是灵同证我们是上帝的儿女既是儿女便是后世就是上帝的后世以基督同作后世如果我们与他们一同受苦也必和他一同的荣耀这里更清楚地看出来
It is even clearer here.
因为我们如果查经不严谨不完整不平衡不全面
If you are not stringent in our Bible study and not balanced in our Bible study
我们很容易掉在魔鬼欺骗的手段中间而没有觉悟
It is very easy for us to fall into the deception of Satan and not realize it.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
我们是上帝的儿女
We are children of God.
基督是为弟兄
We are brothers with Christ.
这个基督爱他未来的弟兄所做的牺牲，最大的贡献，具体的证据就在第十四节。
And this is clearly seen in this Bible how Christ loved us so much that He gave His life for us.
我们大家一同来读。
Let us read it
together. 希伯来书第二章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
而你既有血肉的身体，他也照样亲自成了血肉的身体，特要借着死败坏。那掌死权的就是魔鬼再读一次一二三而你既有血肉之体他也照样亲自生了血肉之体特要借着死败坏的掌死权的就是魔鬼请用英文念一次好不好
Verse 14 Since the children have flesh and blood he too shed in the humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death that is the devil
这是道成肉身背后的动机的描述
And this is a description of why God became flesh
这是耶稣基督到世界上来目的的描述
And this is a description of the purpose of Christ on earth
为什么耶稣到世界上来
Why did Christ come to us
为什么他要做人
Why did he become man
为什么他要有这个胸身体
Why did he have a flesh and blood body
为什么他要有血肉的身体呢
Why did he have a body that's physical
为什么为什么为什么
All these whys
在第十一世纪的时候 Saint Anselm 写了一本书
Saint Anselm wrote a book in the first
century 拉丁文的题目叫 Cur Deo Homo
In Latin it means why
为什么上帝变成人类
Why God became man
因为他需要完成上帝对公义的要求
Because he needs to fulfill the requirement of God towards righteousness.
他到世界上要承担神公义对罪恶的审判。
He came to the world to fulfill the burden of sin.
那这些圣经是神自己的话语。
This is the word of God itself.
这些圣经是更直接，是更原本的，是更实在的谈到为什么耶稣到世界上。
And verse 14 clearly and directly tells us why Jesus came to the world.
上帝的儿女有血肉的身体。
The children have flesh and blood.
那么他没有。
And he does not have
上帝永恒的独生子
because he is the eternal son of God
他是生的不是造的
he was begotten not created
这些将要成为儿女现在还没有
all these children who are going to become children of God
他有血肉的身体
they have flesh and blood
耶稣基督是照样成了有血肉的身体
in the same manner he took on the flesh and blood
你知道了吗
have you understood
爱到这个地步
he loved us so much
爱到像我们他才甘愿
he loved us so much that he's willing to be
像我们什么呢
to be like what
像我们这么难看
to be as ugly as
像我们这么样受限制
to be as limited as
像我们这样最深的形状
to have a body of the sinful nature
你说爱会到这个地步
he loves us so much
我小的时候
when I was yet young
在中国厦门祖光小学读书
I was studying in a primary school in Fujian in China
那个时候是八岁
I was 8 years old
我有一个叫宗教老师
I had a religious teacher
叫圣经课的
he taught the Bible
他很感动我
He moved me greatly.
这个女老师大概那个时候，我想大概是三十岁。
This lady teacher was about 30 years old.
我那个时候是八岁。
I was 8.
所以我听她讲圣经的故事。
When I listened to her telling me about biblical stories, I was deeply moved.
而且她每一次讲的时候，好像她跟耶稣的手就拉在一起，很亲近神的样子。
Every time she says it, the expression is as if she's just next to Jesus
Christ. 我一边听她讲故事，一边佩服她，佩服得不得了。
And I was with great admiration for this person.
佩服，佩服，佩服到一个地步的。
I was so admired her so much.
甚至我盼望我的脸孔也像她一样。
That I hope that I will look like her.
那么她是女的，我是男的。
But she was a woman.
而她的嘴巴是这样。
And her mouth was a little bit slanted.
我每天回家照着镜子，试试看把嘴巴弄成她们那样。
And every day when I went home, I look at the mirror and I try to imitate her.
现在我想起来很好笑。
And it's very funny now I think about it.
我的嘴巴比她好看得多了。
Because my mouth is much better looking than hers.
我这么喜欢她。
But I admire her greatly.
我这么尊重她。
I honored her.
我盼望巴不得我能像她那样难看。
I hope that physically I was going to be like her.
这个感情会到这个地步吗？
You think that emotionally we can reach that stage?
耶稣基督爱我们到这个地步吗？
Jesus loved us so much. Yes, he did.
而你既有血肉的身体。
Since the children have flesh and blood,
他也照样成了血肉身体。
He too shed in their humanity.
这个照样是很特别的。
This is a special sharing.
因为我们原是照上帝的样被造的，现在上帝照我们的样来被生在世界上。
Originally we were created in the image of God, but now God comes in our image.
所以这个叫做照样的照样。
So it's the sharing of the image of the image.
那个形象的形象。
The image of the image.
我们像上帝就像样，不像上帝就不像样。我们不像样，他来像我们这个不像样的样。
If we are like God, we will be right in our pathway. But if we are not like God, our image will be wrong.
我都不知道他要怎么翻译才好。我们应当像上帝那个样。
We ought to be like God.
那个叫做像样。
Then we will be.
我们犯了罪就不像上帝的样。
But if we are sinful, we will not.
我们已经这样不像样，耶稣再来像我们这个不像样的样。
But Jesus took on this nature of sinful,
body of sinful nature.
It's a such great love.
而你既有血肉的身体。
Since the children have flesh and blood,
照样成了血肉的身体。
He too shed in his humanity.
为什么？
Why?
为什么要这样？
Why does he want to do this?
我不明白。
I really do not know.
我每次越深越深的思想。
When I think about this deeper,
我只能说主啊，你的爱是超过人所能知所能想。
I can only say that, Lord, your love is much further than what I can imagine and understand.
你的爱是我不能测度的。
Your love cannot be fathomed by me.
你的爱是我不能明白。
The love is not something that I can understand.
你的爱太伟大。
Your love is too great.
他也照样成了血肉身体。
He wants to share in our humanity.
耶稣成了血肉身体要做什么呢？
What would he do when he shares his humanity?
要借着死。
He wants to do that by his death.
特别来死。
He comes specially to die.
为什么要来死？
Why would he want to die?
如果没有死，
because if he did not
die, 罪的问题就没有解决。
The problem of sin cannot be solved.
怎么样才能死呢？
How can he die?
有身体才能死。
You must die with a physical body.
为什么要有身体才能死呢？
Why do you die with a physical body?
你的神是灵，神不能死的。
Because God is a spirit and he cannot die.
为了爱你，爱我到这个地步。
Because he loved us so much.
为了要代替你，代替我死。
He is willing to die for you and I.
他要死。
He must die.
他愿意死。
He was willing to die.
这是神旨意里面唯一的一个死。
This is the only death in accordance to the will of God.
除此以外，所有的死都是罪的工价，不是神的旨意。
All other death apart from Jesus Christ is the result of the wages of sin.
唯一的神旨意里面的死就是耶稣的死。
The only death in the will of God is the death of Jesus Christ.
我们的死是失败。
Our death is the result of failure.
耶稣的死是成功。
But the death of Jesus is success.
我们的死是因为离开神的旨意。
Our death is because we leave God.
耶稣的死因为遵行神的旨意。
And Jesus died because he was obedient towards God.
一定要来死。
So he must die.
因为他如果没有死，我们的罪没有解决。
We cannot solve our sin if he did not die.
他是不能死的。
But he cannot die.
因为他是灵。
Because he's
the Spirit. 他是神的独生子。
He's the only Son of God.
永恒中间的独生子。
He lives in eternity.
他怎么死呢？
How can he die?
一定要死又不能死。
He must die, but he cannot die.
他一定要披戴一个血肉的身体。
So he must have flesh and blood.
既有血肉的身体。
Since the children have flesh and blood,
基督照样成了血肉的身体。
He too shed in the humanity.
特别要借着死来打败张世杰的魔鬼。
So that by his death he might destroy the devil.
下个礼拜我们要更详细把这个救恩和这个震荡把它完全解释出来。
Next week we will explain clearly this battle of the salvation.
救主的灵引导我们。
May the Spirit of God guide us.
一步一步进到希伯来书所有的精华，所有的奥秘。所有吃不透丰盛的真理的深处。
So that we can enter into the essence and the mystery of the book of Hebrew and the unfathomable mystery of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.